بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به إلى آخر الآية. We are reading here in this surah, in this ayat, the various animals which Allah Ta'ala has made haram for mankind. Basically, the animals which are halal, they are made halal with certain conditions, and under certain circumstances they also become haram, or parts of them become haram. Well, one of the things that Allah Ta'ala had made haram of the animals was maita, that is a dead animal that dies of its own death. It was not slaughtered or it was not hunted in the correct way. And so the blood, and the basic reason for that is the blood remains in the animal, and blood is very, very harmful. So the next ayat, the next thing which Allah Ta'ala explained, which Allah made haram, was them, blood. Blood is, to consume blood is very, very detrimental to one's health. So in any way, whether it is damam masfoor, flowing blood, or blood that it has to be remained in the animal, and we consume that animal. The next thing which Allah Ta'ala refers to in this ayat, وَلَحْمُ الْخِنْزِيرِ, and the flesh of the swine, the pig. Everything of the pig is haram. The fat of it, the bristles, the hair of it, everything of the pig is haram. And it is quite clear that especially what we eat has a great effect on a person's character, morals, thinking, etc. Similarly, our language also has a great effect. Our culture, our way of life, all that has a great effect upon us. So especially the pig, Allah Ta'ala has referred to that it is made completely haram, because every animal has got certain qualities within it. Two terrible qualities which are in the pig, amongst many others. One is the greed, in a pig, and the other is shamelessness. It's got no shame whatsoever. And on this it is written that those people who consume swine, there are many people who eat pig and swine, they find in them complete shamelessness. There is no shame, and it isn't something to be explained or to be told. It's a clear, clear thing. You see that the shame totally leaves a person. Yeah, what we have to be worried about as Muslims is that the pig, which is completely haram, and every aspect, it is najisul ayn, that is everything of the pig, the hair of it, etc. And today it is being used as bristles, whether it has come in toothbrushes, or whether it has come into, when flossing the teeth, the floss, etc., into many, many things, and capsules of medicine, etc., in many things of the pig are being used. And without us verifying or finding out, it must not happen that we are also using various things of the pig. And it has come into our lives also. And the things we see, which we see, the ways of the lives of the non-believers, that unfortunately has come into us also, because it comes with all its baggage. And so this also, the things that are happening in the Muslim community and the Ummah, the shamelessness which is taking place, whether it is in the Ummah at large, in our families, etc., We must be careful what we are consuming, and especially about the pig, which Allah Ta'ala has warned us. Allah Ta'ala wants only our goodness, and we just submit to anything. How many things that we eat, there are things of the pig in those things, which now they have camouflaged with some E numbers, and in that E numbers a person doesn't know what it refers to. And it is necessary, very important, that a person be conscious of what he eats. So this is one aspect of our deen also, which is part of our deen. And we should be very thankful to the Quran Sharif, to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah has pointed this out to us and spelled it out to us, so that we can be on our guard And we save ourselves from all the shameless deeds, in which there is no sharam haya, which today, unfortunately, which was a predominant factor, especially amongst women. And today, forget man, even women have become very, very bay sharam, very bay haya. And we find that happening in our families also. So may Allah Ta'ala give us this consciousness and understand that we should be staying away from this completely. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.